Another great opportunity for our football team, a chance to play an international game in London. We're excited about representing our city, our organization. The players are excited about going over, playing a really good opponent, the Minnesota Vikings, coached by a really good friend of mine. Really good football team all the way around, defensively, offensively, special teams. So it's a tall challenge, you know, a real good challenge, a real challenge for us. But again, our guys every week, we start into the week on Wednesday. There's a lot of energy, a lot of good practice. Guys worked extremely hard today as we get ready for this opportunity. Obviously, you guys know we're going to start Deshaun this week. I thought that gave us the best opportunity to win the game. Put him back out there and let him go. And, again, I think he understands there's work still to be done this week to continue to get better, to focus on the things that he needs to continue to clean up. He's working at it. Good day today, you know, but I think he understands you just got to keep stacking these good days on top of each other to be where you need to be. obviously, I know the report about Miles has gotten out to you guys. Obviously, he came into the facility yesterday not feeling well, and we immediately placed him in a concussion protocol. That's where he is. Obviously, that'll be day-to-day until we figure that out. You know, that's just a process that they all have to go through. It's nothing as far as coaching or any of that's concerned. It's just I think you guys get it, this concussion protocol, and some guys are going to come back quicker than others, and some guys stay a while, as we know. So hopefully we hope it's the latter, and we'll kind of go from there. As far as the injuries are concerned, Cooley's neck, McCourty's ankle, Ogunjobi's groin and Pepper's toe, they weren't able to practice today. We'll see how the progress goes throughout the week and then kind of go from there. So that's kind of where we are as a team. But, again, I thought the guys were outstanding in the building today, a lot of energy in meetings as well as at practice. And I think there's real excitement about going over to London and playing against a real good football team.
When will Miles be checked again then, and how late can that go tomorrow before you guys got to make a decision?
I think I don't know all of that. I'll find out more, you know, after practice. But I think we still have a little more time than that, I would hope, you know, to find out exactly where he is. So, obviously, like I said, you know, some guys are going to get through these things faster than others. We hope it's the other piece of it for us and for our football team and for Miles. So we'll just see where we are.
You have not ruled out him going to London.
I have not ruled that out. No, sir. So, again, but we do know he's in the protocol, and again, we'll see where it is.
He'll travel if he's in protocol.
He can, yes. He can do that if we think it's best. Because, again, I think you guys know these concussions are different degrees. You know, so I would hope that he can, but I don't want to go on record saying I know for sure he is, but let's see where it is and then kind of go from there.
Yeah, we were talking to Mike Zimmer earlier today, and he really had some very kind things to say about you. You just said he's one of your best friends.
Absolutely.
About, you know, how you're close to getting this thing turned around, even if it doesn't look like it in the standing. So, what does that mean to you to get an endorsement from a guy like that?
It means I paid him. No, just kidding. No, that's, Mike is, and he said he's one of my really close friends, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's one of the best football coaches in pro football, in my opinion, because he can get guys to play, and they play hard. And he has a vision for his football team, and the way they play on defense is Mike Zimmer style. You know, they're really talented and really good football team. I appreciate the things that he says, but I think he knows me extremely well. I don't like being in the situation I'm in, and I want to do something about it as fast as I can. So, and we will, you know, but we're just not there yet, but we'll get there.
When you made the quarterback decision, Hugh, what about Deshaun? Did you say it was right to go back to him? And were you treated the same way? If he turns the ball over, then you have to make a move?
Right. I know what everybody's concerned about, that I got this quick hook, you know. Listen, I think Deshaun gets it, you know. Again, I'm very honest with Deshaun. This is a performance-based business, and there's some things that at the quarterback position are kind of non-negotiable for me, and he knows turning the ball over is something that we can't do. It hurts not just him. It hurts our football team. So I think he gets it. I don't think he's going to go play this game worried about him or turn it over. And I don't think he has that kind of personality, or else I wouldn't put him in that predicament. I think he understands he needs to play better that way and be ball-protecting. Like I said last week, he started off extremely well. Got to finish it that way, you know. I like to have a game where we have no turnovers, period. You know, that's what we're chasing. And just see what happens after the game then, see where we are. And that's the message that I give to the team and also to the quarterback room. We got to take care of the ball better. So my decision in going into that, I still think he gives us the best chance to win. But he's got to play better than what he's played, and he knows that.
You're desperately trying to find a way to win a game. You want him to take care of the football. I looked up, you know, Troy Aikman's numbers and Peyton Manning's numbers as rookie. Troy threw twice as many interceptions than touchdowns. Peyton threw a record 28 picks his rookie year.
Ouch.
Can you just touch on the balance that you're trying to have here between trying to win a game, but also at the same time have some patience for a rookie doing rookie things?
Oh, I mean, I have patience. I've had patience up until whatever game it was that I first took him out, you know. Like I said, I mean, I think everything is still the same. That's why I understand how you guys have, written certain things about it. I get it. But at the same time, there's lessons in this for him too. You know, this is a different football team than maybe Peyton Manning was on or Troy Aikman or whoever those guys were you just mentioned. This is our situation and this is his situation. And I truly believe that he can play better, you know, and that's my goal. And whatever it takes to get him to play better, while in the process of doing everything I can to win football games, which is my charge as a head coach of this football team, it is not, I'll say it again, just developing the quarterback. That's a big piece of it. But we're also trying to win. So that all goes into the thought process as we go through it. But do I want Deshaun to get better? Yes. You know, I hope to see a better Deshaun this weekend. But also I want to win the football game. So we're trying to do both. You know, and sometimes those things clash. And when they do, we'll make the decision that we think is best for our football team and go from there.
Taking so much heat for pulling him as many times as you have, would that cause you not to maybe do it again? Or are you just going to do it if you
I could care less what anybody thinks. I think you guys know me that well, you know, that way. You know, so people are going to say what they say, but nobody knows what goes on in this building and the conversations that are had with our players, you know. I think everybody, I mean, unless a psychologist comes to tell me that Deshaun's going to fall apart and jump off the building or do something goofy because I'm taking him out, I don't sense that because I'm very honest with our players. And I think they understand what we're trying to do. And at the same time, he has a job. His job is to help this football team win. And if you're doing things that doesn't allow us to win, then it's my job to make a decision to help. And whether that's sitting you down and putting somebody else in or stick with you, because I understand certain things that happen, and there will be things that happen from an interception standpoint that's not his fault. And when it does happen, I won't put that on him, you know. But at the same time, there's lessons in this for all involved, and we'll grow from it.
Number two quarterback.
Cody.
Is that because the ribs are still an issue?
I think Kevin is better. But still what I see is he's not exactly where I want him to be. And he's not the Kevin that started this thing a couple weeks ago.
With Miles, could you identify one play that the concussion happened on?
I can't. You know, I don't think he could neither. You know, again, it came up a couple days after, you know, which is different. You know, and that those things hit you like that. You know, sometimes, you know, you don't know. You think maybe you're catching a cold or something like that. You look up, you're not feeling well, and wow, you know, here it is. That's the way these things work sometimes.
How disappointing. I mean, he just seemed to be catching his stride, played a bunch of snaps Sunday, and then they had this.
No, it is, but hopefully, you know, this is something that we all have to deal with in the National Football League, and we got to handle it correctly. Like I said, he's in a protocol, and hopefully he can get out of this thing soon.
Take him, you know, regardless, even if you don't know if he can play, just for the sort of team bonding and the experience of being in London and all of that.
Right,
sort
I think
of
that would be great. But I think, you know, like I said, there's different degrees of these things, you know, and if the medical people say it's best for him not to go, if it's in that stage, then we will do whatever we think is best for the player.
With this trip to London, obviously, it's a little unusual. The plane flight is much longer than a typical trip. Could you touch on what you've done to kind of balance that part, the travel portion of the equation, so it's not as maybe disruptive to your normal work week that you would, so you get in everything you need to for Sunday.
Right. I think leaving tomorrow is what really worked for us. You know, being able to get, you know, the majority of our practice week done here, you know, in the comfort of our facilities, doing things that are normal for our players and not changing everything. And then I think what's going to be really important is how we handle the flight. As you mentioned, I think what I know and what everybody's told me and the research that we've gotten and the people I've talked to is we got to get these players to go to sleep as fast as they can, you know, and really sleep through this process and rest, you know, and not be up on the phones or looking at movies and all that stuff, you know, that you really need to get your rest and shut down. So because it's such a different time, it's a huge time difference in a different environment and atmosphere once we get to London. So I think our players, our organization has done a great job that way. And again, I give a lot of credit to Dee and Jimmy because our team will fly first class. I mean, it will be as good as they can be. I mean, the plane is outstanding. These guys will be legitimately be able to lay down and sleep. So I think that's outstanding. So hopefully this will be a real good trip for us from that standpoint. From learning how to travel like this, because hopefully we'll do it again in the future, but also to go and play as well as we played all year, and that's the goal.
Was announced. Was that your initial thought to do it like this, or did you have people talk to you about all these processes?
No, I had a lot of information given to me. You know, I lived over in London for 3.5 months myself at one time, and you know, coming back to the States and then going back and going through all that process, so I have a little experience in dealing with it, but we did a lot of research on it, talked to a lot of different people, kind of really sit down and put all our heads together and made a decision that we thought this was best for everybody involved.
Craig was on a team that went over there last time. They stayed like the whole week.
Yeah.
Did he have any input on kind of what was best?
No, he mentioned to me that how nice the hotel was there for the whole week. You know, but again, no, he did. A lot of people had a lot of things, a lot of great things to say. But at the same time, Tony, don't put stuff away so fast, please. But everybody understood that what was important is that, again, our team, you know, our situation, our environment, and what we were trying to accomplish. So, again, it was a lot of information given, a lot of discussions had, and we think this is best for us.
Spencer Drango with Griffin. That dude's got 9 sacks.
You put 7 guys over there and try to tackle Griffin as he comes off the ball. No, he's a tremendous football player, really good player. And, you know, he's a guy on their defense that's playing extremely well. He's got a sack in every game. So it's a tall challenge for us. And we're going to have to do some things differently, and there's no question. But, again, Spencer's got a battle. He's got to hold his own. And when we can help, we will. That's part of this game. I'm sorry.
When were you in London? What were the circumstances that took you there?
I was coaching. I coached in the world for the London Monarchs. I was over there. Won the World Bowl. Had a great time. You know, good experience. Been over there for 3 months. The food was different. The living arrangements were different, but it was a lot of fun. You know, it was a good time.
Talk to Drango. I mean, it just seems like a young guy like that, having to fill those shoes could – it can almost become overwhelming mentally. Have you talked to him at all about just do your thing?
I haven't yet, and I'm sure I will at some point. But, again, I mean, he's on our team. You know, he's the backup left tackle. He's got to go in there and play. I think we all know those shoes won't be filled. Let's just be honest. I mean, that's Joe Thomas we're talking about. So I think we all get that and respect that. And we all wish Joe was here. But we also know that he's not right now. But I know one thing. We're going to have the biggest fan the Cleveland Browns ever had screaming for the Browns this weekend. His name is Joe Thomas. That was my conversation with him the other day. But I think Spencer is going to go out there and compete. And the one thing I want our guys to do is play as well and as hard as they can. And that's all I ask. And then we'll let the rest take care of itself.
Do you have a sense if the guys that didn't practice today are going to be able to play?
I hope they will. You know, I think we're moving closer to that they can, that they can't. You know, obviously with Jabril and McCourty and that group. So, again, we just, you know, hope our medical team, which is doing everything they can to get these guys ready to play, and we'll know more about it as we get towards the end of the week.
Collins, new injury today, or is that from the game?
I'm sorry?
Collins with the shoulder, is that something that happened today, or is that from the game?
That's from the game. Mm-hmm.
Stay in the starting lineup?
We'll see. You know, we'll see what that is, you know, as we finish up during the week.
Elevating Lendl today, was that to give you – another blocking tight end to help
with Drank One. I know you made a joke about you know, having some guys over. Was that the purpose of elevating?
Hey, we're looking for anybody that's long and strong that can hold some people out. We'll take them. But no, Lingle fits that goal, you know, what you're mentioning. And we thought that was the best fit at this time for us.